Restoration work continues on the Carolina Heights home of Conrad and Esther Meister, the couple that built the almost century-old home we moved into this past fall. Conrad moved to Wilmington in 1902 from Brooklyn, New York, to work as chief draftsman for the Atlantic Coastline Railroad that was headquartered in Wilmington. Conrad built the house in 1915 and moved up quickly in its ranks with the railroad, becoming mechanical engineer after his first invention. The U.S. Patent Office has a great variety of inventions of his creation, all dealing with railroad technology from 1912 through the 1930s. Train control systems, coal door latches, ball bearing and latching systems, among others. His wife Esther was appointed to the New Hanover County School Board in 1930. And we are getting ready to hang the sketches of Conrad's inventions, which we acquired from the U.S. Patent Office along the front staircase. The house served a short list of others through the years, home to the owners of the A&P grocery stores in the 30s and 40s, as well as the owners of the Piggly Wiggly grocery stores later last century. It also served as the pastor's residence for Trinity Methodist Church on Market Street for almost 20 years. A lot has been accomplished over the past couple months. Walls replastered, butler's pantry reinstalled, entire interior repainted, third floor insulated and replastered, ceilings and walls papered, new chandeliers, master suite created, all long laundry list items. And now the house is almost purged of the thick white plaster dust. But as always, the devil is in the details. Fixing door locks, restoring antique light switch covers, and a lot of brass polishing. I'm now close to finishing the work on dismantling, stripping, polishing, and lacquering all of the original door hardware, even down to the tiny brass screws that hold the pieces together. Each doorknob with amethyst crystal knobs have 14 individual brass parts to clean, and that's not counting the keyholes and hinges. While it sounds tedious, which it is, seeing the finished product reinstalled provides an amazing level of gratification to see how these details were intended to be enjoyed. They are each a piece of art, harkening back to the old days of true craftsmanship. I know it's been said before, but it bears repeating. Historic preservation is the ultimate recycling.